Psalm 31, as we'll see here, is yet again a Psalm of David. In you, O Jehovah, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me, for you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Jehovah, God of truth. I have hated those who regard useless idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your mercy, for you have considered my trouble. You have known my soul in adversities, and have not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a wide place. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye wastes away with grief, yes, my soul and my body. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away. I am a reproach among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and am repulsive to my acquaintances. Those who see me outside flee from me. I am forgotten like a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I hear the slander of many. Fear is on every side. While they take counsel together against me, they scheme to take away my life. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me for your mercy's sake. Do not let me be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon you. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak insolent things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you in the presence of the sons of men. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence from the plots of man. You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I'm cut off from before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplications when I cried out to you. Oh, love the Lord, O you his saints. For the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. If we read this psalm, we see a heading here that the translators of the New King James have given to us, the Lord, a fortress in adversity. And that is just exactly something that we need sometimes. We need a fortress, a safe place where we can go. We're often assailed by difficulties coming from the outside, and that is mostly what David is talking about here. He's talking about people who are trying to destroy him. They do it in secret for a while, but then it breaks out by wicked words that seek to destroy him and his reputation, and by overt acts where they attack him and they're trying to kill him. Now, this could be that he is looking at the terrible trouble he had during the times of Saul. It could be during the terrible times that he had when his own son rebelled against him, Absalom. Or it could be other times as well, for David was full of troublous times, mostly due to persecution, but sometimes brought upon himself for his own foolishness and sin at times, and God had to place him under times of hard discipline. But in any case, many times he went through troubles. troubles that threaten to bring him down. And we've experienced this sort of thing. Think of some of the troubles you and I have gone through in the last year. There have been troubles with, well, let's think. Some of us, loved ones, have had all kinds of physical trials, or we've even lost loved ones to death. We have been perturbed about the spiritual situation of those close to us. There may have been money troubles. There may have been friend troubles. There may have been a betrayal. And then there are other trials as well, where others have spoken evilly of us. They've impugned our reputation. They've told it out on the street, something which is entirely false about you. They've tried to destroy you and bring you down. And there have been other troubles and afflictions. I can't begin to think of them. We could go on all day, couldn't we? And it may be that you were tempted, like David, to cry out there near the end in verse 22, hastily. You weren't thinking things through entirely. You were looking around at the troubles instead of looking to Jehovah. But you said, I'm cut off from your eyes. But despite that lack of trust, as David puts it here, the second part of that verse, nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplications when I cried out to you. David here is seeing, as all believers should, and all believers eventually do see, that God delivers. God delivers. Now, one of the beauties of the Psalms is that they are not happy, happy, joy, joy all the time. By no means. They honestly face real human, real spiritual needs. Real heart thoughts of the godly. And why wouldn't they? These are not the words of a man who can only, to a limited degree, know his own heart. For I can only, to a limited degree, know my own, and I can't know your heart. Can't really know it. Only your Creator can. But He is the one who, through David, gave this to us. The Psalms are such a blessing to all the people of God. We can be honest with God in and through them. In our joys, which are sometimes so high and overwhelming, they leave us speechless. And in our griefs, and in our fears, which sometimes leave us nearly paralyzed, we can find an echo. We can find, no, it's more than an echo. We can find an answer and a sympathy here from the Creator who knows our hearts and knows how to heal those hearts. He knows as well, not just as Creator, but He knows as one who is Immanuel, God with us. Our Lord Jesus knows this. We see here in verse 9, have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye wastes away with grief, yes, my soul and my body. And we can remember some time ago when we were in Isaiah 53 that he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. This one who is Immanuel, God with us. And we can begin to think, wow, many of the things that are being spoken of here, at least where David is talking about the actual trial through which he is going, these are thoughts which could have entered into the heart of our Lord Jesus when he was there at the cross, or maybe the night before in Gethsemane. But it's interesting to me, or maybe I should say, and it's interesting to me, and perhaps it should be to you, that from this psalm comes one of the two scripture quotes that Jesus has, or that we have recorded, of Jesus saying, on the cross. Both of them were Psalms. The one was earlier from Psalm 22, the first verse. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? But when he had finished, when he had endured and taken the curse of his father upon himself that was deserved by you, his people, when he said, it is finished. And then he quoted from this particular psalm from the first half of verse 5. Into your hand I commit or commend my spirit. It is because he accomplished all that he could do that. Because he saved his people from their sin just by that fulfilling the meaning of his name. And it's because he did that that David and you and I and everyone who is in Jesus Christ can then say in response, you have redeemed me, O Jehovah, God of truth. Christ never needed to be redeemed. He needed to do the redeeming. He needed to be the Redeemer so that you and I and anyone and everyone who trusts in the name of Jesus should be, shall be, redeemed. Because Jesus took the judgment, then gave his life to God, we are redeemed by Jehovah. The Christian has trial after trial, difficulty after difficulty. We share in the same hardships as people around us, and we have other trials as well because we are the children of God and are disciplined by him for our good, as we read in Hebrews chapter 12. But in all this, Jehovah in Jesus Christ remains a fortress for us in our adversity. When, not if, when adversity comes, we shall find he is a sure fort, a sure rock, a certain foundation in Jesus Christ.